question is that it's a personal question about the fact that I'm going to be going away. And since I've been here, I've developed a little greed to hear, but that is dependent on coming to hear from you. So my question is how to develop the greed in separation from the person who's speaking.
We should read Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the explanation given by Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and especially Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This will help so much. Your Prabhupada has given explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
Of first part, fourth.
Oh, the whole part.
Huh?
No. Whole part.
All part.
Ari, Madhya.
He has done everything.
Yes.
Based on commentaries of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti
This would read all books. And the books of, you have the books of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, some.
Yes.
You should read by this. Your grief will be so much. Especially explanation and books of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is so much helpful in this way. Anymore?
I have another question. It's about our Srila Prabhupada. And you've already explained at different times about this. My question comes because I have been writing books about our Prabhupada. One series I'm calling Prabhupada Meditations, and they consist of memories and thoughts about Prabhupada in the form that we knew him. So one time you explained to me that the form that we knew Prabhupada is spiritual form, and is actually, in this form he is part of Chaitanya Leela. But another time you explained to Giriraj Maharaj that as long as we think of Gurudev in the form that we knew him in this world, that is Vaidhi Bhakti, until you actually know his form in Krishna Leela. It is not Raganuga. So my question
no.
is...
In one word, it cannot be said all. What I told. Only one word, we cannot explain everything. So, there means what your Prabhupada has given and preached is all Vaidhi Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is not for preaching, for anyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not preached Raganuga or any other acharya. Preaching is for mass, general mass. They should only know that I am Krishna Das. Illusory Maya cannot give me anything. So this is Khandan Mandan to Khandan. We have to rebuke Shankaracharya idea. That is Khandan. Mandan means Vaidhi Bhakti. We should do Krishna Bhakti. What sort of Bhakti? Not. Only we should do Bhakti. it is essential. But when he will have taste, then he will read Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Jeva Dharma and all these things. Then he will think that what sort of bhakti we should do. First in preaching, he will confidence that Shankaracharya or any other karmi, jnani, yogi should not be followed. So we should follow bhakti. Swamiji has done his first career, all these things. In Gita, no rush has been given, yet there is some rush there, but not so much. Only sambandha gyan is there. So in preaching, only sambandha gyan can be given. And those who are qualified and those who have greed, they should hear only all these things, not all other persons. Those who have no sambandha gyan, they will think it only worldly lust and all these things. So it is not a fact for preaching. Understand?
Yes.
So I have told it to Giriraj Swami in that manner. He wanted to give all these things, what is in Srimad Bhagavat, what is Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. But at that time he has no chance to give. To whom he will give? So he could not give. He has written, he has given something in his books, and these books who were to be distributed in Western countries and general mass, how he can give? So I have concealed all these things. If I have so much fear for telling this book, this thing in these devotees, yes, then what to tell it? General mass? So I have told it like this. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, Naitat samacharet jatu manusati hiyam. It has been warned not to disclose all these things everywhere in general mass. It is only for qualified persons. Krishnadas Kaviraj has also written like this. Jiva Goswami has also written like this. Narottam Thakur has also written like this. Very carefully this should be done. Anything? You? Anything? Now you can come and see. Kanti, third, I will generally tell something, not everything. In morning, Pratah Lila, morning, Shyamala comes. Shyamala Sakhi goes, returns, and Kundalata has come to give Nimantran of Yashoda to come there. Then all Sakhi, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Lavanya Manjari are there. They want to make bath of Srimati Radhika. So, Vimala Jalanam, 21. Vimala Jalanam, Gandhakarpura, Pushpayur, Jita Vibudha, Vidhumukhacha Padme, Vasitanam Ghatoghari, Pranaya Lalita Sakhya, Diyamanai Purastha, Tau Barma Abhishekam, Hakadasam Karishi. अभी ऐसे ही बोल रहा हूँ, 21 है किंतु अभी पीछे बतलाऊंगा, अभी नहीं. They are ready, all sakhis are ready to bath Srimati Radhika, for bath of Radhika. They are brought water from various kunds, Manasi Ganga, that is Ganga, Yamuna, Pavan Sarovar. Sometimes they take bath in sarovars. When they are there in Nandagaon or Barsana, they take bath in Pavan Sarovar, Vishubhanu Kunda. So many kunds are there. Especially when they are near Vrindavan, they take bath in Manasi Ganga. Now, it is written here, Srimati is in Javat. She is in Javat and all Sakhi are there. So they have brought waters in golden pots. Gandhakarpur Pushpai. Pushpai means very fragrant flowers. Gulab jal, gulab water, rose water. If rose is given in water, the water becomes as a fragrant of rose. So champa, beli, chameli are given. And these have been given by any method that fragrant may come and mix in water. Gandha, Karpur, Chandan, Karpur. Karpur means
Temper.
Camphor.
Camphor.
Jita Vidhumukha Padme Vasitanam. He is remembering and telling to Srimati Radhika, Ha Jita Vidhumukha Padme. Your mukh kamal, mouth kamal, lotus face is conquering Chandra. So, may I have a day that with all the waters that are ready for bathing Krishna, with a pranaya lalita sakhya diyamanai purastha, there is so many colors and there is a little lota, you know, lota of golden pot, little water it can have. From big this and from that, they will abhishek Srimati Radhika. With a pranaya lalita, with pranaya. Pranaya means so much thick prem. Rag, no, prem, sneha, man, pranay, with a pranay. There are going on some pastimes there, hearing and talking. If Jamuna water is coming in a kalash, it is like Shyam. As if Shyam is there. And if water of Manasi Ganga is coming, it is some whitish. And it resembles the color of Srimati Radhika sometimes. They are telling and hearing all the kathas, Harikatha, and making bath of Srimati Radhika with pranay. Oh, Srimati Radhika, will I give bath to you in this Sabir? After that bathing, paniya china vastrai shashi mukhi sanakai ramyam mridvanga jaste jatnat utsarya modad dishi dishi vichalan netra meenan chalaya sonav rakt dukulam tad param atulam charunilam siragrat sarvangesu प्रमोदात पुलकित विपुषा किंग मयाते प्रयोज्यम हे शशिमुखी राधे योर माउथ इज लाइक चंद्र She is praying that after taking bath, water are in body, so I will take a very soft and very thin cloth, and I will remove all the waters in your body, from your body. And will I give raktavarna vastra, the lower part of the vastri is a red color, lahanga, and even neel dupatta, blue collar. May I give you? Red bush cloth or anuraga ranga. And this is shyam ranga. So Radhika always wears a red lahanga and for always remembering Krishna, she takes neela bhasan on his head. Now you come to 23rd, no special things are. Prachalya pada kamalam tadanu kramena pushtendra sunu daite tavakesa pasam ha narbada grathita sundar sukhamalai reni karishyati kada pranayai janu ayam. He has given vastra to Srimati Radhika. Now he wants to make her hairs that hairs has so much water when he has taken bath. So he took a very smooth basan, vastra, and rounded it and did like this. So all water came out of this case. Prakshalya pada kamalam tadanu kramena. At first I will yathakrame pat padma. I will wash the pores and tadun kramena goshtendra sunu daite. You are very dear to goshtendra sunu, goshtendra nanda baba, sunu son daite. He is very dear. Will I do kesh sanskar, drawing and decorating your hair? Ha narvada grathita sundar sukham alai. Narvada is napit kanya or malini. Malini means garden keeper, daughter. She has made very good garland, very lean and thin, but so good mala. Will I decorate your head by that mala? Raghunath Das Goswami, doing this prayer, all these prayers, when he was in not sense, he is weeping to have all these things. And when he is not in his senses, sarupa avishta chitta, when he is acting in as Tulsi Manjari, in his swarup, then he is so much happy. But when he comes in his senses, he becomes so
doing bilap.
He feels separation, so much separation. A devotee who has greed and separation feeling. He will test all these slokes. Those who are not feeling separation, they cannot realize all these things. We should mix our heart, try to mix our heart to the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami. That is avesh. Without avesh, we cannot test all these things. When we read or hear all these things, we should be that I am Raghunath Das Goswami, or I am the follower of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then we can have taste. When he remembers in senses, he does hahakar. Hahakar means wastes bitterly. He is in kunda, Radha kunda, lying flatly there, weeping so loudly there. O Srimati Radhike, I am so wretched, I have no qualification, nothing. Will a day come, then you will bestow your mercy upon me. A sadhak knows that I am not qualified for this, but if he has any greed, then he don't want to leave these things. This is this example. That should be utkantha. Utkantha, you know. When I will have this thing? When I will have? What is called?
Longing.
In Sanskrit, it is utkantha shabda. Longing so high. So in sadhak, there should be utkantha. To chant name, remember name, to do all devotional activities. So utkantha. In Raghunath Das Goswami has also told this, or Rupa Goswami. Utsahat nishchayat dharyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat satovritti sardir bhakti prasiddhati. Utsahat. If there is no utsaha, utkantha, to do vaidhi bhakti, what to raganuga? If they have no energy, without utkantha we cannot go an inch further in raganuga bhakti. So in everything, in our devotional services, whether we are chanting, whether we are remembering, whether we are doing any seva, that should be utkantha. And there, where there will be utkantha, there will be dhanya. Then you know?
Humility.
Yet they don't give asa.
Hope.
I will have. The case is with Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is telling, Prachina nang bhajana atulam srinvatang duskarang me narasena jalat hridayam bhakti lesa lasasya visvadarichi avahar tavakarna karunya vichi asa bindu khipane. Yes. A devotee who is going to remember like this, or to enter in this Raganuga Bhakti realm, he thinks that, oh, I have seen and I have read Prachinanang Bhajana Atulam. I have read Vasudev Kashyapa Rishi and Aditi Rishi. They have done so much kathor tapasya. Kathor tapasya? Kathor tapasya? Severe?
severe austerity.
Austerity. That in 1,000 years they do not take anything. Even water they have rejected. They have rejected air also. They stood on this whole body. The feet was in upper side. This head was in inner. And only standing on this, without taking anything, air also, everything. Then Narayan came to them and told, what do you want? They told that, a son like you we want. Oh, there is none like me, so I will be your son. They prayed 3 times that we want to be a son like you, son like you, son like you, 3 times. So Narayan told that for 3 words I will be your son. So in Kashyap Aditi, as a Vamandev, Prishni Sutapa, Prishni Garbha, and then third in the Devaki Vasudeva. This is third jana. So we see that Guru Maharaj has done so much severe austerity. We have seen Narada Rishi. How severe austerity he has done. For several 1,000 years he has done. And only a very jhanki darshan of Narayan he got. Short, very short. He got the darshan. And at once it disappeared. He began to cry and weep. Narayan told him in air sound. What is air sound?
Voice from the sky.
That you cannot see me by this material body and material eyes. I am invisible by this. But anywhere, he has described that this is the masti of Krishna or Narayan. He wanted that he should be so so utsukata, utkantha. Yeah, utkantha.
Longing. He wanted to increase his desire.
See, Krishna, Bhagavan is not seen, or Bhagavan ko prapti nahi hoti, if there is no utkantha. By utkantha, qualification comes. No? Gopis are so utkanthit for Krishna, that when Krishna gave a little sound of bansi, they came across so many difficulties and they at once met to Krishna. And those who were not so utkanthi, they were checked by their husband. So he is telling to Narad, in this material body, I will be invisible to you. Some utkantha should be what? Created. Without utkantha, bhajan will not do. When the utkantha will be in last stage, nothing can check him. So he, Narada Rishi, had did so much severe austerity. and Narayan disappeared, and he began to cry and weep. And several years, thousand years, he wept like this, and seeking Narayan. Then Narayan told that, by doing so, you should go through the whole world, singing me, chanting me, remembering me. One day this prarabdha karma, sarir, will go out. Then you will see forever me. Then I will be always visible. You have heard of Prahlad Maharaj. You have heard of Billu Mangal Thakur. We have heard of Rup Sanatan. No? That being like a prince in very childhood, left everything. Only door coping was there. No cloth like us. See, so beautiful kambal, everything is there. And we are sannyasi. No? We have no shame at all. We should have shame. A person, anybody has shame. But we sannyasis and brahmacharis, we have no little shame. No wisdom, buddhi. Rupa and Sanatana, all Raghunath Goswami has left his eating and everything, sleeping also, leaving all the material things. Can we do? We will die in one day. So, he is telling that, Prachinanam bhajana atulam srinvatamme. I have heard how old bhakts have done so much severe austerities and very kathin bhajan. I have heard. Narasena jalati hridayam bhakti lesa alasasya. Narasena. My heart is burning. That I have no a little bit or little gandha of bhakti, fragrant of bhakti, yet no vairagya, no qualification, nothing. Always sinking in material things, whether we are sannyasi or anything. Good. This will be good, this will be good, this will be good, this will be everything. So I have given hope that I will have this Raganuga bhajan. What to Raganuga? Yet Vaidhi Bhakti. The symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti are so high. Prahlad Maharaj, he was about to be murdered so many times, but he never cared. Everything was given, how he can be murdered. But no care at all, any time. Even Raghunath Das Goswami is here. So, now my heart is burning that I will have no bhakti. Then you should die. No, I cannot die. Why? I have a little hope. And this hope makes me live in this world. What is your that hope? Vishwata Rici Agharan Tava Karanakar Unya Vici. Then the enemy of Aghar. Aghar means? No. This is outwardly meaning. He took the Agha of Aghasur. No? Aghahar. Agh means seen. Har means to take. Haran Karna. He took by his mercy and so much karuna that he is in shape of sarpa. He is the murti of Agha. He is the murti
image
of Agha?
Image of Singh.
But he wants that I will take Krishna in my mouth, in my heart. I will swallow Krishna. Brahma wants that Krishna may come in my remembrance, here in mind. And Brahma wants only his footprint, feet. And he is not satisfied by this, Agha. He wants to take whole Krishna with his whole associates with calves and everyone. And he is doing like this, no? That when Krishna, very eagerly, Utkantha means eager, so eagerly. He is not seeing here and there, only he is seeing Krishna and wants to swallow at once. Krishna is all giving. Oh, I will give it to you. I will go with my all associates there. So with coughs and all friends, he enters in the mouth of Aghasura. Sakshat, directly, not in remembrance, not anything. And in Krishna's self, with his floats, with his everything. He first goes by the sight of Aghasura, by the netra, eyes. He saw Krishna and all his fellows. He took it by his eyes at first. And then he is not satisfied. He wants to take whole Krishna, satsang direct. And you, oh. So Krishna made his body, went there, stayed, and made his body so beautiful and so sinless, with so fragrance, that when this body was cut down and it was given to fire, so good smell come out of from his body. And all boys wanted to go in the mouth and to play so many krida with so many sugandha. If a serpent is dead or any being is dead, so much durgandh comes out. No? Durgandh, you know?
Bad
smell comes. But 1 year continuously it was pach raha tha. It was rotten. And so good smell was coming that all boys want to play, going in inner part and coming and hiding, and all plays were going. And for next birth, he gave his salvation. Like Shankaracharya, who did so much severe austerity, yet they don't have this. Being this word, they don't take anything. Mayavadi sannyasi. No? Their eyes are there, but they don't see. They have feet, but they don't walk. Their ears are there, but they don't hear anything. They are all indriyas, senses. They have stopped. So it is so hard to do like this. And for several thousand and lakhs of years, if they are pure, then they will have this thing, salvation. And Aghasur, in a moment, he got that salvation by the mercy of Krishna. What he got, salvation, but Sarupi Mukti, not a Sayujya. It is course for bhakta. Krishna? Course for bhakta. They don't, if Krishna is giving, they will not take. So Aghasur, he was giving to Aghasur that Mukti, he told, oh no, I will not take. What he took? Sarupi Mukti. Because he was brother of Putana. So Bakasur and this Aghasur, they took salvation Sarupya Mukti. Sarupya means like Narayan, they got it. So if a sinful man like Aghasur has the mercy of Krishna, and if I am loving Krishna and hearing and chanting the Katha, will Krishna know, bestow his mercy upon me? His mercy is like a shower of rain, rain shower. In whole world, clouds, by means of flowers, they fell at every part of Vishwa world. By chance, anywhere it can fail, and anyone can take this shower. Understand my view? It is available, it has no cost. If a cost has been to given, then it is so that we are poor, we can. Only so much a rich person can have this thing. But Krishna mercy has no such thing as a water pouring from rain. I have heard this, Karunya Bichi. Bichi means webs. In sea we see webs. Everywhere in sea, if anyone can go to the shore of sea, webs will come and see. If sea has no webs, then standing nearby, we cannot touch water. Water is in the same position I am away from. But we are, if we are in Puri, we see, we are 10 hands away, 15 feet, or even 100 feet. If we are away from sea, we see, and we have kept our clothes there on the bank of sea, we will see that nothing is there. Everything sea has taken, and water comes to our feet. So, rain of Krishna mercy is going on everywhere in this world, like these rays. So I have hope that one day it will touch me. So I am only alive. Asa bindu kshipanamidam upaiti hantare hantasaitam. And this is my consolation for me. And for this I am waiting and doing bhajan. One day Krishna will do his mercy upon me. For us we see that when we vichar karte hain, what? Vichar karte hain?
Doing discrimination.
Analyzing. Then analyze that whether we have bhakti or not. It's if others say that you have so much bhakti. Even Mahaprabhu says, तत् प्रेम गंधोस्ति दरापि मे हरौ करंदाम्य सौभाग्य भरम प्रकाशित। चैतन्य महाप्रभु से एंड वी ऑल्सो सी एक्चुअली वी हैव नो भक्ति एट ऑल। We see that we have so much kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsalya, all things are there. It is very hard to have bhakti. We have no qualification actually to have bhakti. We are so irshyalu, envious. We are so liar. We are so swarthy, selfish. So much unqualification are in it. We have no test for hearing Harikatha. So we cannot chant more with affection and love. It is not in our hand. We can chant something by ton, but how to get this love and affection? So these are not in our hands. Only utkantha may be there, but only utkantha will not do. We will have to go in the process of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Then we will have some bhakti. So we think, analyze, and we see that no, a little bhakti is there. Do you think?
No
bhakti. I think that certainly I have no bhakti. I only have a note from our Gurudev. Note your 100 rupees note. And Gurudev has kindly given it. Mane his katha, his upadesh, he has given. We have heard from his mouth, and now we are giving it as if it is of mine, but there is no bhakti at all. We have no taste in chanting nor any activities of. But something, asha is there. So, prakshalyapada kamalam tadonukramena gostendra sunu daite tavakesa pasam. Here gostendra sunu daite, very near and dear to Krishna, Srimati Radhikai. So when I will a day that Krishna himself had test to decorate the case of Srimati Radhika in Nishanta Leela or in Midnight Leela, if the hairs of Srimati Radhika are in a scattering stage. Scattering? Scattered stage. Sri Radhika rebukes Krishna in Swadhin Bhartrika stage. You have done wrong with my cases. Now they are here and there. You should make it as at first it was. So Krishna is waiting for anyone. At once Tulsi Manjari, that Arup Manjari, Lavang Manjari, they came with golden pot, so many colors, anjan, tilak, and everything, flowers, everything. Krishna takes come and takes the case of Srimati Radhika in his hand. That is Neel Kamal. Krishna's hand is Nilkamal. Radhika's hairs are like Jamuna Pravaha. Jamuna Pravaha, you know? Flow of Jamuna, flowing. And Krishna's soft hand, it takes the case, yeah. Hairs of Srimati Radhika. But Radhika is sometimes, when he comes off she does, then very soft hand, she gets some oil, good oil, Sugandhi oil, and very smoothly he comes, Radhika here. So, this Sringar done by and gives flowers there. So he is praying, at first he saw in remembrance Tulsi Manjari as a Raghunath Das Goswami he saw. And then when this scene went away, she began to cry and weep for this. Now he is praying in his senses. Now he is in sense and praying to Radhike. When Grathita Pushpai Sundar Sukshamallai, Narmada means the daughter of gardener Narmada, she will do a very good garland. And by that garland I may decorate Srimati Radhika's hair. Hairsman not lump so long, but in folded way.
Braid.
Huh? What is that?
Braid.
Crying? Bind. So, pranay, with love, affection, as a pranay. And that pranay is after man. Man, pranay. Sometimes pranam is first, and then man is next stage. Both, each other. So with pranay, very heartily love, may I do this service to you? Why? Because when it will be done, after that you will go to Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and Krishna will see this, and at once he will attract it to you. So I want to serve you in this way. Today was. So, 1 hour to hoyega na. At first, we should do Vaidhi Bhakti. In this, we can only hope that Raganuga grid should come. But we'll have to do and preach also, and doing all kinds of Vaidhi Bhakti. But eagerly waiting for that. First today,